Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we give you thanks for these things that we get to study in your Word. We praise you that you're with us and you taught and promised us that you would give us the Holy Spirit, that he could guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth. So we give you praise and thanks today, and we bless you for these things, and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Fruit of the Spirit, Part 1, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. An old country preacher used to say, you don't know what kind of tree you have until you see what kind of fruit it's bearing. Takes a little while. Jesus said a similar thing in the Gospel of Luke in chapter 6 and verse 43 and 44, for a good tree does not bring forth corrupt truth, our fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. Paul the Apostle has been sharing with the church members the contrasting war between the flesh nature and the Spirit of God within them. He has told them that if they will walk in the Spirit, they will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He then listed the manifestations of the flesh nature. In chapter 5 and verses 22 of the book of Galatians, Paul begins to share the characteristics of the spirit nature. He wrote, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Once again, Paul employs the word but, which means in contrast to, or however, or what is about to be written has greater significance than that was previously written. So Paul says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love. It's interesting to note that Paul uses the singular word fruit rather than fruits. He says, the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love, agape love, is the fruit of the Spirit. This is an unconditional, without earning it, God kind of love. This kind of love is not born within people naturally, and only through the Spirit of God may anyone enjoy this type of love in their lives. Most people love in an eros or phileo type of love. Eros is the Greek word for love from which we get the term erotic and has more to do with lust than love. Phileo is the Greek word which means a reciprocal type of love. I love you because you love me. Agape love requires a supernatural event within. The Spirit of God indwelling a person allows them to love others unconditionally, and without the Spirit of God, this type of love is impossible. Paul adds joy, which means gladness. The person who is filled with the Spirit of God and loves is filled with joy. Joy is a natural derivative of agape love. There used to be a song that described joy best. Jesus and others and you, what a wonderful way to spell joy. Jesus and others and you in the heart of each girl and each boy. J is for Jesus, yes, he takes first place. O is for others you meet face to face. Y is for you, and whatever you do, put yourself last and spell joy. When we walk in the Spirit, we will love, and the first result of that love is joy. Paul will continue this list of the fruit of the Spirit, but we'll wait until next time to share about them. So next time we'll look at other characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.